All right, Rabbi Say, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up in Perek Yud Gimel, in Mesilas Yesharim, the Midah of Precious. So we left off on page Kuf Mem Gimel. So Kuf Mem Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Od Amr B'Tainis. So remember again, the what Ramchal pointed out over here is as follows. He said, on one hand, he pointed out the concept that those who abstain unnecessarily, he quoted Ma'amari Chazal, who said that such behavior is foolishness. Such behavior, and not only is it foolishness, but it's almost antithetical to the Ratzon Hashem. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be is to be happy, well-adjusted people. And so to go ahead and assert things to yourself that are inherently mutter, when there are more than enough things that are already usser, seems to go against the actual will of the Ribono Shel Olam. So he goes on, he says, O Damru, Kalayoshe B'tanis, but on the flip side, what we started yesterday was, on the flip side, there's also Precious that seems to be extolled and condoned, right? This Precious, ultimately, again, that is good. So he gives another example. Od Amru, Kal Yoshe Betainis, Nikra Kaddish. The Gemara says, whoever goes ahead and fasts, any person who fasts, is called Kaddish, is called holy. Kal Charmi Nazir. Just as the Nazir ultimately, again, establishes a heightened level of holiness through abstaining from things that may be inherently mutter, like wine and other things, so to any person who abstains from things that may be inherently mutter, will also be kaddish. Od Amru, this is also incredible. Furthermore, they said, Tzadik ochel esav anasha, quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei, that says that Tzadik eats until he's sated. So the Gemara says, who does this refer to? Ze Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. So the Gemara says that this refers to Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, King Chizkiyahu, who at his table used to have one litra of basar and two litrin of vegetables. Now this seems like a monarchically skewed diet, because a king would have access to, of course, much more meat, and therefore would not have to fill up on vegetables. Yet it appears that Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda ate a lot of vegetables. So what's the pshat? So the Gemara understands that ultimately, again, Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda did not want to unnecessarily benefit from meat. Right? So therefore, again, he ate meat, he did eat meat, but Lamaisa, he abstained to a very large degree, and really, again, was primarily sated by vegetables. So you see a level of precious on the part of Chizkiyahu. O Dom Rub Rabinu HaKadosh, they said about Rebbe, Shebishas Misaso Zakov Eser Esbaos V'Amar. Such an incredible Gemara. Then when Rebbe died, he extended all 10 of his fingers, and he said, Galui V'Yadua L'Fanecha, Shalo Nehenesi Mina Olam Hazeh Afilo Be'etzba Kitana Shali. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know that I benefited very little from this world. So we'll say the idea ultimately of extending his 10 fingers, ultimately representing he didn't hold on, he didn't grasp anything. I benefited very little. Od Amru, Ad Sha'adam Mispal al Divrei Torah, Shi Yikansu L'Zoch Me'er Boz, listen to this. See, because you have the Medrash that says, before a person davens, that Divrei Torah should enter and become part of him, Yispal al Achila Ushtia Shalo Yikansu B'Zoch Me'er. He should daven that eating and drinking shouldn't become part of him. Well, what does that mean? The same way that I daven, that I become a ruchni individual, and that ruchnius permeates and penetrates me, I should daven that the gashmius doesn't permeate and penetrate me. Pretty amazing. So the Gemara, he goes on. So we'll say, what's the common denominator amongst all of these statements? So all of these rabbinic statements, right, rabbinic adages, or just Ma'amari Chazal, speak about the idea of precious, the need to separate from things that may be inherently mutter, but ultimately, again, can cause something negative. Amnam. I'll call upon him. Here's the problem. What's the problem we have? We now have two distinct sets of Ma'amari Chazal, two distinct sets of rabbinic statements. In the first category, those statements go ahead and say, do not assert things that are mutter. That's the theme. If something is asr, then it's asr. But if it's mutter, there's no need for you to make it asr. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to enjoy the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to enjoy life. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to enjoy your ruchnius, wants you to enjoy your gashmius. Whatever needs to be asr, Chazal already asr. Don't make anything additional asr for yourself. In the second category of Ma'amari Chazal, we see Chazal extolling those who take on additional prohibitions. Those who go ahead and asr things that all are already permitted. I was going to say asr things that are permitted. It means for yourself. I just want to point that out. Right? It doesn't mean people who enjoy asring things for other people that are permitted. Right? That's the idea. So which one is it? Right? Should I go ahead and make additional isurim for myself or not? Paragraph Hey, page Kuf Mem Gimel. Therefore says the Mechaber, Acha inyan hu, ki vaday chilukim rabim, v'ikarim yish badavar. Says Ramchal, I'll tell you the fundamental distinction. Yesh Prishus Shinetz Davinu Bo, Yesh Prishus Sushuhus Harnu Alav Levilti Kashabo. So the truth is, says Ramchal, there are two different kinds of Prishus. There is sanctioned Prishus, and there is inappropriate Prishus. There's the kind of Prishus that is necessary for one's growth, and there's the kind of Prishus that actually is counterproductive. This is incredible. He says, V'hu ma'asham shlomo ha'malach alav ha'shalom, al tihi tzadik, page kuf mem dalet, al tihi tzadik harbe. This is what Shlomo meant when he said, don't be so righteous. Some people are very machmir on this. Right? Don't be so righteous. What does he mean, don't be so righteous? What does that mean? Of course I want to be so righteous. This is Shlomo ha'malach saying, be careful where you express your personal piety. Be careful with the midah of precious. Don't automatically assume that the goal is to be parush in every single situation. He goes on, he says, so now that Ramchal says, let's analyze. So now what I know is that there is a virtue of precious. I also know that there are ma'amari chazal that tell me not to be parush. So obviously the conclusion I come to is, there is good precious and there is detrimental precious. How do I go ahead and explain the difference between the two? He says, Univar ata, well, so we'll at least begin this today. Univar ata, ha precious ha tov, v'nomar. So we'll say, let's start with good precious. What's good precious? Ki hine achar sheiz bar lanu hayos kol inyane ha'olam nisonos la'adam. We'll say, now that we've established that everything in this world is an isayon, right, so we'll say this is the introduction of the Ramchal. The world is a milchama. Life is a milchama. Every day, every situation is an isayon. Ukimo shaka savnu kvar lamalo, vochachnu berayos, vis amis lanu gamkin rov chulsha sa adam, vikirvas daitu ala raos. We also know that people are weak. We're weak sometimes, and very often, unfortunately, we seem to have a proclivity or predisposition towards negative behaviors. Yisbar behechrich shekoma sheyuchal adam lehimalik min ayonam ha'ilu. Ro'i sheyaseyu kidei sheyeh nishma yosem min hara'a shebarag lehem. Ki hinei, im lucha tanug olami, asher lo yimshoch acharav ezechit ba'kevo. Rebbe says, listen to this. So says Ramchal, he's defining now what good precious is. What's good precious? When a person says, I know that the following thing is permitted, whatever that thing may be. I know this thing is permitted. But I also know what? I also know that if I engage in this, ultimately, again, it can become a gateway for something else that is prohibited. So I make the personalistic conscious decision to abstain from engaging in activity or behavior or midah A, not because it's usr, but because I know myself. And I know that if I engage in this behavior, unfortunately, it could lead me down a path that I don't want to go. That, says Ramchal, is good precious, because he says something amazing. He says, because one thing you have to know is there is no earthly pleasure that does not have the capacity to pave the way for sin. This is a very important yisod. Now again, what we're saying is, here's the incredibly difficult idea. Earthly pleasure, permitted or prohibited? Mutter, asr, right? Mutter. Technically speaking, again, most pleasures are mutter. They're mutter in some way. The challenge is that every earthly pleasure opens the door for that which comes after it, which could be something that is usur, illegal, and illicit. So I would say, so because of that, positive precious comes along and says, okay, I know the line between mutter and usur, but I also know that if I straddle that line, chances are I will fall on the wrong side of it. So what do I choose to proactively do? I choose to go ahead and create additional buffers and barriers for myself so as to safeguard my own ruchnius, my own spirituality. That, says the Ramchal, is positive precious. Derech HaMashal. So we'll say, actually, you know, we'll stop over here for today, but we're going to pick up Emir Tzashem. What he's going to go through now, and it's actually quite amazing, is each and every different type of behavior, right? So he'll show us different types of physical or earthly behaviors, and ultimately that are inherently mutter, but have the capacity ultimately, again, to descend into a place we do not want to go. So we end off with understanding this distinction between positive precious and negative precious. Positive precious is where I go ahead and I create additional barriers, create additional isurim for myself in order to safeguard my ruchnius. Negative precious is just asering things for the sake of asering them. Good, we'll stop here. Pick up Emirat Hashem, page Kuf Mem Dalid tomorrow.
Rabbi, you sure do better. What about the problem of Yuhara?